Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tipisa Mawelo and Waiting On You brings us to the bottom of the hour. Absolutely, absolutely loving this afternoon. Busy for me is actually fun. I know sometimes I run around like a headless chicken in here, but it's okay. It's absolutely okay. So, I must tell you, I was just chatting to Heidi and Marcus off air, and we were talking about the Jesus Conference, but don't worry, we'll fill you in definitely on it. So Marcus and Heidi, it's my first time saying hi on air, so let's try this. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hi Lucas, so good to be here with you.
Really lovely to have you.
Thank you so much.
And you are?
Heidi
Henning.
Henning, yes.
Okay, and you are?
Marcus Norden. Yes.
All right. Welcome, lady and gentlemen. Really, really excited to have you. And I think because when I heard about this event, I was like, different, very different, though I didn't understand fully how it goes. So I think before we even talk about the actual event, maybe I can get a proper introduction from you guys, where you're coming from. First of all, and let's start with the host.
Yes, so I have the privilege to steward the Living Word congregation. We've been in the city now for 39 years. Really had an incredible just privilege over the years to be able to see what God is doing in this incredible city. We call it the Holy City.
Oh, wow.
And we just have a passion for the local church, to empower the local church, take hands with other churches. And my dad planted the ministry 39 years ago, and we started off in Afrikaans. And then the Lord really spoke to us to move into a multicultural space almost 3 decades ago. And so that's been something that's been a passion for us. And I had the privilege to transition leadership from my dad to myself, and incredible privilege to just lead a team of people that are passionate about Jesus, which is the focus of our conference.
Amen. Listen, I don't speak Afrikaans. I don't understand it much, but listen, I'll take a try. Living Word.
Lewende woord. Yes.
Listen.
Amazing. Come on.
So it started off as Lewende woord.
Yes.
But now
yes.
It's living word.
Yes.
But I can imagine a lot of people actually still know it as Lewende woord.
Absolutely. We use both. We're still bilingual. It's a difficult space to be in church as bilingual, but we have services in Afrikaans. So we do one Afrikaans service and then 2 services in English on a Sunday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Heidi. Yes. So you're also from Living Word Church.
Yes, I'm from Living Word. That is where I got saved. That's where I got trained. I went away for a little bit in missions, but came back because it's my home.
Oh, home is where the heart is.
Exactly.
Oh, so what role do you play? I heard you speak about worship as well. What do you do at church?
I am currently the evangelist that is semi on staff when I'm here. Uh-huh. The rest of the time I'm out in the country, sometimes out of country, just sharing the gospel of Jesus to the world.
Wow. So you're still, as much as you're full-time at Living Word, but you're still very busy out in the missions.
Exactly. Aww. I was trained by Christ for All Nations, Daniel Kalender, came back and I spoke with Marcus and he said, please come on board. Let's get going. Because this year we really felt for Living Word that it's the year of the harvest. It's getting mobilized. It's getting moving. And it, you know the way the Lord works. The timing was perfect. There was space there to move in. So, the Lord is so good. It's so good to be part of family, to really be plugged into church as an evangelist, which I feel like a lot of times we're a bit cowboyish running around, forgetting the value of community, being plugged in, being accountable to a pastor, and serving.
Wow. I'm sensing a heart for the people, a heart for the city, like Marcus said earlier on. And so the dream then started. Let's talk about the Jesus Conference. I see it's Jesus Conference 2025. Is this because it's just starting and it's going to continue? Or is it an annual conference that's already running? Fill me in there.
Well, this will be the first one. This is the one thing I can say about our church leadership, is it's very much Holy Spirit led. So as the Holy Spirit leads, that's where our leaders, our pastors take us. And like I said, they really felt this is the year for the harvest. So the Jesus Conference were birthed. They spoke with me and said, Heidi, how do you feel? What will this look like? And we spoke, we prayed about it. And then the Lord just dropped the verse in Luke where the two disciples on the road to Emmaus were speaking to each other after Jesus appeared to them and said, did our hearts not burn within us as he spoke with us?
Sure.
And it was this thing of the church today, especially after 2024, we're exhausted coming out of COVID. Nobody really knows how's it going forward. What are we doing? Everybody's out of their comfort. And it's this thing of let's get back to the basics. As Jesus speaks with us, our hearts will start burning again. Mm. And so this conference is not a conference of a lot of information. It's a conference where we're really trusting the Lord to encounter people again, to come and burn in our hearts again with his passion, with his vision going forward. And that we will know that we are following him, not in our own zeal or in our own kingdoms, but actually on fire, in passion with what is on Jesus's heart and what is burning as he speaks with us. And to just bring back the energy, the love, the enthusiasm that we had at first, as in Revelations where he said, come back to your first love.
Let's just
rediscover the first love of Jesus. Let's just rediscover the things that really moves his heart.
That is
what it's all about. So we know if the church is on fire with Jesus, nothing will stop it.
Nothing will stop it. I love the sound of that. So we're going back to Jesus, back to the cross. We're not going to substitute him with anything and everything. So then the leadership comes and says, this is the vision that we have, Jesus Conference 2025. What was the whole idea? I understand it's going back to the Father, but what was it meant to look like? What's happening in this conference? Because I saw the times, which we're going to talk about. It's literally like an entire day. So how is it? Give us a mental picture of what the day is supposed to look like.
On the day, we are facilitating the Holy Spirit and Jesus. We are giving him the platform and we're bringing in speakers that we know they're on the move for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We want the Church of Christ to be mobilized, to be moving again, not sitting, not waiting, not being influenced by what is going on around us, but actually being the influencers. But for that, we cannot strive. We cannot do it out of our own wisdom. We cannot do it out of our own power. We need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, on fire with the Holy Spirit, because then it's not draining. Then it's not exhausting. And then we know we are cooperating with life. We're cooperating where the power of the Lord is. So in this, we really have a focus of mobilizing the church.
Okay.
Not in a performance striving way, in a when the love of Christ compels us, it is beautiful. And then you don't feel it, because then the life-giving water comes in and then the refreshing of the Holy Spirit is there and it carries you. So we have a conference that runs, if I can go into the details of it.
Yes, please.
Is our doors will open at 8:00 in the morning and it will run till 8:00 at night. Mm-hmm. We will promptly start at 9:00. At the same time in that morning slot till lunch, which will be 12:30, we have a children's Jesus conference for primary school running at the same time, because there's no senior Holy Spirit and junior Holy Spirit.
Come on.
There is the Holy Spirit.
Let's
empower our children to know that it's a living God with power and they don't need to be victims to all the confusion that's going on.
Yep.
They can stand up in the truth and the life that is Jesus and be an influence for their school, for their mates, and for this next generation going forward. So that will run from 9 till 12.
Okay.
There will be a Jesus conference for primary school kids. The teenagers, we want to actually ask them to come to the main conference. We will run in that time. We have an actual prophetic moment as well, where if you are just not knowing what your future look like, where you just need direction again, Lord, what is it that I'm called to? We want to come and say, Jesus has the answer. You are made with a purpose. You are here for such a time as this. Not to be pulled this way and that way by the winds and the storms and the things that's going on, but to have a direction in the Lord, being steadfast, being able to stand when things around us go crazy. And then to be mobilized and know that you are called to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in your workplace, workplace, if it's in your family, if it's in your city, if it's in your country, the Lord has called us for such a time as this. That's why we're alive.
Oh, man. Marcus, as the leader of the congregation, now this vision comes with the leadership and you guys sit down and you discuss it. And it's so big. Listen, it's so big. I'm listening to it. What came to your mind, especially as the I would say the overseer of the church, allowing other churches to come in? We actually spoke about this on air. All this, you know, all these fears we have, Heidi, of different denominations coming in and trying, you know, here to celebrate with everybody else. What came to your mind? What's your heart with regard to that? Do you not have fears? You know how we always get territorial as well when you come together. What was your mind? Where was your mind at?
Something we speak on often is that the Lord didn't give us a church building strategy.
Mm.
He's called us to advance the kingdom. So whenever we plan, we never talk about how do we build the church. It has been a foundational requirement in everything that we do, from our connect groups to our conferences and everything else in between, our training, even our counseling. Nothing is closed for congregation members only.
Wow.
So it's been part of our DNA for 4 decades. It's not something new to us.
Mm.
We're privileged to have an incredible venue that seats 2,500 people in the city. And so we have churches using our venue because they don't have a big enough venue for an event or whatever the case might be. Kingdom work has always been core to what we do. So it wasn't something new or challenging for us. It's almost obvious whenever we do something to open it up to anyone and everyone.
Mm.
And I think Heidi also very purposefully, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, felt to invite also leaders from other churches to come and speak. And I'm really excited about the evening session with Pastor Bert Pretorius, someone that's been speaking into my life personally.
Wow.
That I look up to as one of the leaders in the world right now in terms of his influence and impact, and really has a heart for discipleship and activation for the believer, to every believer, to fulfill their mandate of discipleship.
Wow.
And I think the core for me in what we've been busy with, especially the last couple of years in leadership transition and everything that revolves around church, is we can get so caught up in the activities of church, in the labor in the field, that we get so disconnected to the vine. We get so disconnected, and we almost forget what this is all about, you know. And inadvertently, oftentimes, we can connect people to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly reminding the leadership and the teams, our connect group leaders, that we're not connecting people to us. We don't have the answers. We just as in need of a savior. We're just as lost, although we are saved and we are called saints. We are just as much in need of a savior.
Mm.
Heidi says it so beautifully. We never graduate the cross. we're never good enough. We never qualify. We're just as in need of a savior. I believe the function of the church is to continuously remind each other to jointly point each other to Jesus.
Mm.
And that's the heart of the conferences, guys. Yeah. Let's remember why we're doing what we're doing. It's about relationship with Him. Even as Heidi was sharing, I was just so moved by what it means to be in relationship with the living God.
Sure. I love the fact that we're never forgetting why we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we came to Him voluntarily, but we had to understand, once you're now in the kingdom, understand that the mission is all about the kingdom, not about us, not about our different churches. And I think if we can all keep it there, I was just saying to you earlier on, one of the things I really held on to in my walk with Christ was to say, I might love my church. Hey, I might love it, help build, do whatever that's needed in the church. But we never need to forget that it's never about the structure. It's always for the kingdom. Sure, absolutely love this. I think what's important also, Heidi, is to, while we're speaking of the day, speak of what's needed. If I'm preparing to come, I really would love to come on the day. Is there an entrance fee? Is there obviously we're not going to speak about the fee per se. Is there a registration process? What needs to happen? Is there a dress code? You know that part. Do I need to look a certain part?
You need to come as you are. Mm. Jesus loves you. We do have a registration just to know what the numbers will look like. That we can make sure there's enough food for everybody, that it is sorted. We have a restaurant.
There's even food?
Yeah, the restaurant will run. It is a pay-for-your-food restaurant, but we want to make sure there's enough food there.
True.
So if somebody wants to stay in-house for lunch, there will be lunch available to buy.
Okay.
And then we have a website, Living Word, livingwordmain.co.za. You'll find it. We're the main one. And you can just go on there to events and register, as well as on our Facebook page. We also have an event created there that has the link for the registration. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely and completely free.
Ooh.
We want to partner with the Lord in revival. Revival looks like collaboration. Revival looks like the family of church coming together and really waiting on the Lord to come and bring the fire that we need for a time such as this. And if I want to, from my side, say, how can you prepare to come? Come ready. Come knowing you need Jesus. Come knowing you cannot do this without the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
With that desperation of, Holy Spirit, if you are not with us, we don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's even for me, I was, Lord, help my heart get ready. Help me be hungry for you, Holy Spirit. And it's that putting aside your own preferences, your own need for control, your own need to know what's going to happen and say, Holy Spirit, I am here. You're welcome. Come and do in me what you need to do in me. This is the heart that we are going into it. I'm so expectant even for myself.
Wow.
Knowing that in 2025, we cannot run on the old things that we thought would work.
Sure.
We cannot run on an old revelation of Jesus.
Mm.
We need to know, who is Jesus in this season? Who is it that, how is it that he wants to manifest himself on this earth? And how can I collaborate and cooperate with the Holy Spirit so that the kingdom can come?
Sure. This is beautiful. Pastor Marcus, I can imagine you're also sitting there thinking, this is really here. It's literally 2 days away, guys.
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
15 February.
Yes, please, please, please. Details, and I think more details in terms of the venue direction. What do we do before I say goodbye and get ready for my news? Yes, Pastor Marcus.
So please just come. If you don't manage to register, you can just arrive. I might get in trouble for this one.
I know.
It's really just to be for us to plan for the numbers.
Yes.
But it's free for everyone. We are in a small little neighborhood called Brumeria, right behind the CSRR. If you Google Leven Nivu at Living Word, you'll find us. Make sure there's a couple in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the east of Pretoria, so make sure that you don't end up at the wrong one.
There's one in Brumeria, right?
In Brumeria, we're right behind the CSRR, just east of the CSRR.
Close to the Botanical Gardens.
Close to the Botanical Gardens. So it's very easy to access off the highway. It's easy to get to. It's nice and central in the middle of Pretoria. And if you can't make the whole day and you just want to come for a few sessions, don't miss out. Come participate, partake. And we're really excited for what God is doing. I want to end off with this. You asked how should we arrive.
Yes.
If you have a passion and a desire to let your heart burn again, like Heidi said, the passion and the reminding ourselves what it felt like that first time we fell in love, you know, and we want to rekindle the passion of our first love. Mm-hmm. We need to come with our hearts as combustible as possible.
Wow.
Ready for the Holy Spirit to come set it alight.
Sure. Heidi, any last words before I say goodbye?
I wanna really say the Lord is in this season. Revival in our time will not look like the past. It will look like the whole body of Christ, the church standing up in love with Jesus, with one focus, and that is Jesus and his kingdom. Mm. And we will see our city, our country moved. We will see transformed and coming alive and stepping into the God-given call that we have for South Africa.
Yeah.
And it depends on Christians being completely in love with their Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and being so yielded to cooperating with the Holy Spirit that nothing will stop the move of the Lord if the body of Christ actually stands up in her rightful place and identity.
Wow. Guys, thank you so much. I'm really blessed. And I'm looking forward to Saturday. Bright and early, I shall be there in my radio pulpit attire. Thank you so much, guys, and God bless. Thanks for being amazing. And just, I always say, flying the Jesus flag so high.
Amen. Let's just give all the information again.
Yes,
15 February, Saturday, this Saturday coming. Gates open at 8. We will start at 9. We will end at 8. Everything is free. There is a restaurant available if you need to buy drinks, etc. And the whole morning we have a kids conference running at the same time for primary school.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely free. Just come. We have a Facebook page. We have a web page. If you have any questions, just give us a DM and we will answer you back.
Facebook page, the name again?
Living Word Main.
Living Word Main. Guys, thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Luko.
Thank you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.